This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
For nearly a year and a half, the Office of Chicago Park District's Inspector General has been investigating widespread allegations of sexual violence and harassment against lifeguards. But the scandal at the city's beaches and pools took a dramatic turn today. Park District Inspector General Elaine Little resigned just hours after WBEZ reported on an investigation into Little herself at a previous government watchdog job. Investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos broke the story and joins us now with the latest news. Dan, first tell us what you reported that caused Elaine Little to quit today.
So in a previous job at the Cook County Juvenile Jail, Little was the director of investigations. But we found out from records that she herself was the subject of an investigation, an extensive investigation that lasted about a year into, quote, alleged conflicts and wrongdoing. Now, it all revolved around a three-year relationship and a child that she had with another employee there. Remember, that's at the same time she had the power to investigate all the employees there. It all came to light, by the way, in her divorce from Curtis Tarver II, who's now a state representative. And we reported today that she quit that job at the county's juvenile jail in 2018 while still under investigation herself.
And Dan, it appears that the reaction was pretty immediate. She resigned within hours of those revelations. Were you able to get any reaction from Mayor Lori Lightfoot?
Yeah, the mayor had really defended Little in the past, even when Little fired her deputy inspector general and that deputy came out and accused the Park District's top officials of interfering in this investigation. The mayor stood by Elaine Little and said to give her space to wait for her to finish her work. Today, completely different story. Total about face from Mayor Lightfoot. Here's what she had to say after the council meeting.
I think that had she remained in charge of this investigation, given what we now know, which she's acknowledged about her background, would have cast a pall over all the work that was done.
So the mayor, they're saying it's completely appropriate in her view for Elaine Little to resign in light of what we had reported. The mayor said she had no idea about this aspect of Little's background until yesterday, and that's when we contacted them to respond to the story that we were preparing and that we aired this morning. Now, the mayor says she's very worried that this whole mess is going to make the victims of sexual abuse question whether their allegations are even being taken seriously. And for her part, the departing inspector general took a thinly veiled shot at our story, saying that we had delved into what she termed as a personal matter at her previous government job. But Little said she's leaving anyway for the good of the investigation, you know, so she won't be a distraction from that important work that's being done.
And if you don't mind, let's take a step back for a second about this work. Tell us exactly where in the investigative process does this resignation actually fall, and how serious are these allegations?
Melba, this revelation comes when we are way down the tracks. The first whistleblower complaints came in about a year and a half ago. There have been three veteran lifeguards who have been forced out by the probe, a handful who have been suspended, according to the Park District. But there are dozens of employees who have been accused of very serious things, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, sexual assault, and some of this even involves minors, teenage girls. There are allegations also that it was allowed to fester for years and even decades at the city's beaches and pools.
What do we know about what's next here? How does the investigation continue, even though it's been going on for months, if there's no longer an inspector general or even a deputy inspector general?
So the mayor and the park district say they will quickly hire an outside law firm with what Lightfoot called unimpeachable integrity and experience to pick up where this inspector general is having to leave off. That's exactly what they did in Evanston, by the way, when we revealed similar issues at their beaches earlier this summer. But Mayor Lightfoot says she's open also to the Cook County State's attorney stepping in here, with all the potentially criminal allegations that have surfaced in the course of this investigation in the past year and a half.
Dan, thanks for bringing us the latest.
My pleasure.
That's WBEZ's investigative reporter, Dan Mihalopoulos. You can see more on our website, WBEZ.org. This is WBEZ.